Would you just introduce yourself, please?
Certainly. I'm Glynis Trailnash. I am a fashion writer. I am a jazz singer. I am, what else am I? I'm a redhead.
Glynis and I are both appearing in the Perth International Cabaret Festival.
We are.
In June, which is why I've asked you, because you're over from Sydney you came for the launch.
Yes. And then I'll be back in June for a month or so.
Back in June,
I'm from here originally.
I did wonder.
Perth girl at heart.
Perth girl. Yeah. And so you also have a podcast.
I do have a podcast. Tell us about that. So I have a podcast called In Fashion, which is similarly just one-on-one conversations with fashion types of all sorts. We started off with Trini Woodall.
Did you?
Yes. Who is just one of the most magnificent women on the face of the earth. She is every bit as wonderful as you think she would be.
Do you remember 1984?
I quite vividly remember 1984.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. I would have been 14in that.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you're the same as me.
I think we're the same vintage.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Well, what were you doing in 84 then? So you were at school in Perth?
I was a boarding school in Perth. I know.
Where were you boarding?
Oh, at St Hilda's, if you can believe it.
Oh.
I grew up in Kelmscott, though. I want that on the record, which is as far opposite to St Hilda's as you can possibly get.
So your parents were like, she needs finishing, let's send her to school.
We did musicals every year at school. I never got the lead, though. I'm retrospectively a little bit bitter about it, obviously. I think I was probably more bitter at the time. But we had a lot of very good singers in our year.
You've listened to the episode before, so
yes.
I've just found out that I didn't get the role of Mary.
You're in the chorus, and that's
I'm
fine.
In the chorus. It's fine. It's fine. I haven't talked about the audition yet. I don't know if I will elaborate, but I don't remember it. Without further ado, we are going to start at Thursday, May the 1st, 1986. It was sunny, so I've got a little weather thing there. Ah, heat. It was absolutely gorgeous today. The weather was super. The photographer came today for the new school prospectus. He took 3 close-ups of me in art. Wow, cover girl Penny. Do you think it suits me? God, insufferable. I would have been in my uniform. Now, that's pretty somewhere in the archives.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Penny E is going to stay the weekend with Kamali, Nick Tonks and Pete. Mm. What? Yuck. In London. Oh, she's going to stay in London and her parents don't know. Rather her than me.
Would you have been jealous?
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
No.
I'd have been nervous, but we just on the cusp, aren't we, like 15.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous age. Mm. I've always said that. Were you a wild child
No.
Friday, May the 2nd. I just had the music competition concert. We sang Three Little Maids. It went really well. We all dressed up in school uniform, but very scruffy and our hair in 2 bunches. I've done something chronic to my foot playing tennis. I hope it gets better. I am well knackered. Saturday, May the 3rd. Went to the Squires. This is my friend Hillary who snogged a boy before I did. And I had a real sad moment about that. It's the only moment of proper sadness in 84 was
really?
When I got to meet her on holiday. And she had a boyfriend and she and her sister, I had to go with them while they waited for the phone box to phone them. And I just felt, I was devastated.
You died a little bit inside.
I did. Mm. And fortunately, then that was that, because who can be bothered to wait at the phone box much?
No.
I know. Whereas these days, they'd have just been constantly messaging and I would have felt even worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's who the Squires are. It was really good. Hillary might be coming on holiday with us this year. That would be good. Gosh, my vocabulary is good. Saw Joe's play this evening. Joe is her sister. It was very funny. Hotel Paradiso. Joe was very good. Do you know it?
I think I do.
Do you?
Never heard of it. I think it might be a farce. And I think we might have done it at university.
Hillary and I got the giggles because some man behind us had a really loud laugh. Chris was absolutely unbearable.
Was that the man behind you?
No, that's my brother.
Oh.
Par for the course. Sunday the 4th, slept until 12 and then went to rehearsal.
Mm, this sounds very familiar to me.
Oh, it was brilliant. So this must be for Jesus Christ Superstar. Gosh, that's great.
First rehearsal.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not getting given any music. We just have to remember it. I'm okay, but Chris was having problems, especially with the three-part harmony.
Oh my God, so your brother was in the show as well?
My brother was in the show. And worse than that, even though he is not a singer, he had a part because there's loads of boy parts.
Oh, that's a little
So he was Peter, I think, or one of the disciples. He had a, anyway, he had a couple of lines.
Oh, well, that sucks. And was Chris older?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, even more annoying.
Went to Neil's this afternoon / evening. Mm. We went down to the village hall and set up the amps, mics, etc. Neil played the guitar and I sang. It was brilliant.
Now, you only want to be friends with Neil, is that right?
Well, Neil and I had a bit of a snog in 85, but now it's just... Yeah, no, we're in the friend zone now.
Okay, friend zone. That's fine.
Monday the 5th, went to the John Radcliffe tonight because of my ankle. That's the hospital. I heard it again playing tennis. They said it was just a bruised heel, but I don't believe them.
Have you thought about giving up tennis at this point?
And being a doctor. It wasn't a complete loss. Oh, here we go. The student doctor who looked at me was absolutely gorgeous. Scandal time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Marie's dad has said that either she chucks Ian or she'll have to leave St. Helens now. Marie is not going to chuck Ian. It's emotional blackmail. She's told Miss G, who will tell Miss P. Oh my God, so this is Marie who did the episode before last. And guess who she's married to?
No.
Ian!
No!
Yes!
No!
We were trying to work out whether he would appear in the diary. They did, she did March.
Oh my goodness.
Yes! And now here we go! Ian.
Wow.
You made the cut, babe. You're in. Yeah. So they were 15. He was, he was 18, I think. Oh. So it was a bit scandalous. Tuesday. My foot /ankle/heel still hurts. I don't honestly think anything really thrilling happened today. Wednesday the 7th. Went to Rangers this evening.
Now this is like guides, I believe.
Yes, it's guides for slightly older. Okay. So once you hit 14, you had to become a ranger.
Oh, okay. Because we had more like brownies and then guides here.
But what happened after guides?
I don't know. I did guides for about 6 months. I got a couple of badges, wore a little scarf, went to a few meetings, then I lost interest.
Yeah. I just was in it for the camping and the adventure stuff.
I know, you're quite outdoorsy.
Very outdoorsy. Yeah. I'm still quite outdoorsy.
Okay.
This evening we made first aid kits. It was really funny. Did you know it's Ascension Day tomorrow? Well, there you are. Quite religious as well. That has definitely faded. Help! If I'm not careful, I'm going to run out of diary by the end of the year.
Oh.
Well, I'm almost halfway
through. Actually, that's
true. Yeah. I had to make millions of pathetic sandwiches today for lots of disabled people who can't eat crusts. What?
What just happened?
Disabled people who can't eat crusts. Where was I? At Rangers. I don't know. That is really confusing. Yeah, who knows? Tuesday the 8th. Oh, what a plonker. It's Thursday. Chris skived school today. Bloody hypochondriac. Ascension Day service this morning was very boring indeed. I sat next to Miss Gilliver, who kept singing flat.
There is no greater ill.
No, and making Lou and me giggle. Had radioactive strawberries for tea. Did I tell you, everywhere is radioactive because of Russia nuclear accident? Well, it is. That would be Chernobyl then.
Yes. It was funny because I remember your previous episode and you're saying that in the 80s, we all thought we were going to die in a nuclear war. And that is absolutely true.
Yes.
We absolutely did think that.
I know. I've done some quite disturbing deep dives on it and all the advice that was given by
the
government.
Oh, the bunkers?
The bunkers and the...
Tinned food,
yeah. I know.
And you can't come out for 2 years.
Yeah, so I wonder when Chernobyl was. I'm going to have to look that up.
It's very funny, actually, because... well, it's not funny. But when COVID hit... One of my friends, he said to me when it all started and it was all very unknown.
Yeah.
He said, you know what though? Gen X is going to be fine. Because we, our whole lives, we have been expecting some global disaster to happen. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
But are and we I the kind only of, generation that feels
yeah,
like that?
I think so. I think the younger generation, from what I understand, have a lot of angst going on. But I don't think it's about, like, nuclear war or... So, yeah, no, I remember that angst very clearly.
Yeah, I have looked into it a bit. And basically, 1984 was really horrifying.
Oh, and Frankie Goes to Hollywood did Two Tribes. When yes, was that? With that?
84.
There you go.
And 99 Red Balloons.
Oh, yes.
And Russians by Sting. Yes. And Forever Young. I could do a whole
show on that.
Show. Yeah, I could. But I rarely mention it because I was so terrified.
Mm.
And I never watched the news.
Oh, it was terrifying.
Yeah, so when was Chernobyl? 26th of April, 1986.
Wow.
So
we were ready.
Where am I now? In May. Right. Yeah. Just another thing to fucking freak everybody out.
I know.
So many sleepless nights over it.
So many sleepless nights.
Yeah. But yes, so I was worried that the strawberries were radioactive. Great. Friday. Gosh. This is one for you. I went to fashion and beauty Ooh. Evening tonight.
Ooh.
It was quite good. There was a competition for the best school uniform design of the year for 2006.
What?
That's so funny. So, what's that, 20 years? 20 years' time.
Maths was not my strong suit.
No. I have to think about that. 20 years' time. Some were good and some were embarrassingly bad. And one poor first year fell over. The best bit, though, was the fashion show. The models were Sasha, of course. Mm-hmm. Tracy.
Was she like the pretty girl?
Of course. Sasha was the pretty girl in our year who'd been on the front of Girl magazine and was a model.
Like professionally?
Yes. And then there was Tracy, who was in the year above me, who was my complete nemesis. Tracy's done an episode. I tracked her down. Mm. She had no idea that I spent 1984 sticking pins into little models of her because I was always understudying her. Models were Sasha, Tracy, Mim, Cheesy, Sasha's mum, of course.
Oh, so it was age positive already at
and
that point.
And Natalie's mum. They were all good except for Natalie's mum, who had rounded shoulders and looked bored.
Well, she would have had a fine career today, looking bored, with rounded shoulders.
Sasha was brilliant, of course. Tracy wiggled her bum a lot. And Mim should have worn a bra. I remember that she had quite a large bosom for a schoolgirl. I must have been helping to dress because I was backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her, something about whether she was going to wear a bra and her saying, no, give the dad something to look at.
Oh, wow. You can't. Oh, you can't say that now, can you?
Don't you can say it then. So off she went.
Oh, my God.
In her full braless glory.
Oh my God.
Did you have fashion shows?
No, at school. No, we didn't actually.
You see, you could have reported. I was a fashion reporter.
Yeah, see, look, even more in common. No, we had like dress up kind of stuff, but not like fashion kind of stuff. If you know what I mean. Like we had this cultural festival where they would have a theme and you'd have to dress up to the theme. I went one year that it was kitchen implements or something, and our group went as Chuck Superwipes, which were very good. I think we won actually something for that because we really put a lot of effort into it.
Wow.
Yeah, they were really impressive.
Oh, the clothes were a bit of a dead loss, but they were different.
Mm.
That's as far
so, sorry,
as my
that's some concession.
Fashion reporting goes. Scandal. It looks like I'm doing like a scandal section on like there. Scandal time. Scandal. Claire Frith has got off with a boy. And then she said, he just leapt on me. It was the most horrific 20 seconds of my whole life.
He hadn't had, what is it now?
Consent
training.
No. There was no such thing in
the
80s.
There was not.
I also tell my children. Saturday the 10th, met Lou in Oxford for lunch. I bought some new jeans, about time, and we went to see White Knights, a film. It was bloody brilliant.
Was that Baryshnikov?
Yes!
Oh my God, I loved Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Yes.
He was so handsome.
It was about a defecting ballet dancer.
Yes.
Because he had defected.
Yes.
Was it about him? Was he playing himself?
I
feel from memory it was fictionalized.
The dancing was superb.
Oh my God.
Because Lou dreamt the other night that she met some gorgeous bloke and got off with him, naturally, we were on the lookout.
It's imminent.
And sure enough, there were two hunky, trendy, not Trevor blokes called Andrew and Patrick.
Is Trevor a specific person?
No, or it's Trevor was a bogan, I suppose.
Right, okay.
Yeah, blokes called Andrew and Patrick. James joined them later. They went to Oxford University. Oh, what were they doing chatting up 15-year-olds? I really ought to shut up now. Oh, I really ought to shut up now, leaving you thinking that we actually spoke to them. But no. We learned that just from listening to their conversations. We gave them every possible, and I mean every possible opportunity to talk to us. We made it as obvious as we could without actually going up and saying, hello, I fancy you.
In the way that only 15-year-old girls could do. Oh, God, it's excruciating.
Yes. And why were they not interested in us? We will never know.
Oh, my God.
However, the film was a consolation. Why am I writing this? Will anyone except me ever read it? It's so meta, isn't it? Because yes, I am reading it.
To many people.
And yes, Junior Penny, other people will be listening to it.
I can't believe that you kept your diaries.
Yes.
I burnt mine within a couple of years of writing. Yeah, because we had a wood stove at my parents' house. So it was, before I was...
There was naked flame waiting.
There was naked flame, and I was a pyromaniac as a child.
Okay.
I never burnt anything down. That should be noted.
This evening we went to see Chinner Operatic Society performing Fiddler on the Roof. It was very, very good. Lou stayed the night. I go to a lot of shows as well.
You do.
I was very lucky, yeah.
So, because where exactly are you? Because you're going to Oxford a lot. You can get to London easily. You're in Kent, so is that right?
No, Kent's miles away. So Kent's the very, very eastern tip of England,
yes,
as you're looking at the map. No, I was sort of in South Oxfordshire, so between Oxford and London.
Okay.
So London's about an hour
on the
away
train.
On the bus.
On the bus.
And Oxford, well... Yeah, and Oxford was also about an hour on the bus, but it shouldn't have been. It's about a 20-minute drive, but the bus took forever. Sunday the 11th, had an ace rehearsal. I've got two lines,
yes.
Solo.
Yes.
I'm really pleased. I am first leper. That's not laughable.
Oh my God, that's
and
brilliant.
And A Girl by the Fire.
Oh.
The leper song is brilliant.
Which one is the leper song?
See my eyes, I can hardly see. That was my line. I only had that one line. That was it. You've heard it now. The leper song is brilliant. The best in the whole play, I reckon.
This is like self-affirmation,
this is me justifying,
right?
Yeah. Why it's better that I'm paying first leper than
Mary.
Than Mary. Spent the rest of the day not doing my homework and doing my art.
Excellent.
Have I told you Grandma's here? No, I thought not. Well, she is.
That's it. That it?
By the way, my foot's better now. Thanks for asking. Monday the 12th. I am bald. Bald, but how do you spell it? Well, I haven't got any hair left. I'm exaggerating again. I had a nice old mullet in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah. Not in a trendy way.
Right. Okay.
How about you?
I think I'm sure I had a bob for a while.
Do
you know what I had? Actually, when I was about 14, I had a pixie cut.
Everyone had short hair.
Yeah. What was the thing? It was the 80s.
Apart from Betty, Sasha and Tracy, the model types, they knew better than us.
Yeah.
They weren't affected by fashion. They still had beautiful, long, flowing locks. Bitches. I came bottom in history. I was heartbroken, I can tell you. I'm not sure. I think that's pretty sarcastic. Tuesday the 13th. Had the most horrendous. Look at that spelling.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Horrendous.
Horrendous.
Horrendous maths test ever this afternoon. Enough said. I drove the car down the lane this evening. It was ace. Pity I'm not legally allowed for another 2 years. Ruth came round riding Molly. I hadn't seen her for ages. Molly's obviously
a horse.
A horse.
I was going to say it's a horse. Her. Horse, or she had named her bike.
We did name our bikes.
Yes.
Yeah. Rang up Neil this evening. He went to see Jesus Christ Superstar last night and said it was fantastic, but Eric and Marilyn thought it could have been better. So they're the producers of our show.
Excellent. So yours is going to be...
Ours is going to be better.
Amazing.
Wednesday the 14th. Scandal! Ellie was sitting on the park bench with Simon when she asked him if she could see his willy. So he showed her...
Park bench in public. There are laws about that.
So he showed her. All she could say was, "Coo, isn't it big?" And then she said, "I thought they were supposed to be hairy."
Oh my God. I breathe.
God. Oh. Well, I hadn't seen one, so I wouldn't have known any better either. I wouldn't have seen anyone's. I got an A for my O-level timed divinity essay today. Brag. But it was pretty amazing. Katie had a complete fit on the bus this evening. She went absolutely bananas and had hysterics at everything. I dread to think what she's like when she's pissed. The voice of experience there, I've written in brackets. Kill me now. I got an audition for Joseph on Tuesday at Abingdon School. Wow. So this is Joseph.
And his Technicolor. Oh, wow.
Coat.
So two musicals at once.
Yes.
Concurrent
so one's
musicals.
A school. So one's at the boys' school.
Okay.
At Abingdon School. And one's going to be in the summer holidays.
Right. Okay. Wow. Still, that's quite a load.
It is. Loved Joseph, but no girls' parts in Joseph. Perfect for a boys' school. Thursday, the 15th. Jesus Christ Superstar was absolutely amazing. I haven't enjoyed anything as much for years. Or maybe this was a professional production that we all went to see. Mm. I don't know. All the principals were excellent, but especially liked Jesus, Judas and Pilate. Mm. Pilate was very regal and sophisticated. Mm. He put himself over brilliantly and had a lovely voice. Herod's song, of course, was a complete scream. Herod was very fat and he had two iffy-looking men in red swimsuits prancing around with two girls also in swimsuits. Iffy-looking men. Do I think I mean gay? Oh, the weak point, I thought, was the crowd scenes. The cast was not big enough. So it would have been a professional show. Mm. And I think I vaguely remember it now, at the Oxford Apollo. There were 12 disciples and three women making up the crowd. Mm. Hosanna was feeble. The best bit was the end, the trial, 39 lashes and the crucifixion. I didn't realise how long he was on the cross for in the stage show. It looked too realistic. We were all in floods of tears. All the lighting was from above and below, so his ribs, bones, etc. showed. I felt really worn out at the end. I can't wait till we do it. I really can't.
You're emotionally drained and yet excited at the same time.
Exactly. I love a good cry. It says pre-opera, you see. When I discovered opera, there's no going back.
Yeah.
Friday the 16th. Gorgeous, sunny, hot day today. Played tennis before school. Did cartwheels at break, swam in the lesson. It was very warm and rode after school.
Remember when you could do cartwheels?
Oh, I tried really recently.
I'm too scared to.
I could do one, but I tell you, it was not good. The hips and the hip flexors.
Yeah. I used to prefer a round off, actually.
Could you do a round off backflip?
Oh, no. No, that
no me
a
neither.
Steady on.
It was my dream to be able to do a round off backflip.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's full gymnast stuff.
I had a Chinese meal tonight, thanks to Grandma.
Well, she was good for something then.
Yes, thanks, Grandma. I think she did buy takeaway. I think that was the only time we ever got takeaway. She would treat everyone to a Chinese. Mm. Oh, scandal. Ellie reckons she's going to lose it on Thursday when she next meets Simon. I've actually put lucid. She's going to lose her virginity. Oh my God.
Goodness.
Well,
there's no slut shaming.
There's no slut shaming. And she's obviously, she's seen as Willy now. She knows it's big and hairless.
Oh God.
Like a little mole rat. Saturday the 17th. It rained all bloody day. Typical. I did nothing but work and wish it was sunny all day. Oh, watched a film tonight called Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Oh.
It was very good, but a bit weird. And here I am in Australia. In Australia.
One of our great cinematic masterpieces.
It
Miranda.
Is. Miranda is like a butter jelly and jelly. Yes, I loved it.
Oh God, it was so spooky.
So spooky.
But oh, Miranda, she was just like, for Australian girls,
the butter jelly
she was,
angel.
Yeah, she was like...
Sasha, Tracy.
And I, all of them rolled into one.
Sunday the 18th. I am part of the dancing chorus. I don't think I was. We had yet another audition today to decide which people in the chorus were going to dance when they needed extra dancers. Me, yes. I didn't cock it up. Neil rang this evening to apologise for not inviting me to a party he went to last night and then to tell me how good it was.
Had you known about the party?
No.
Oh, so you wouldn't... why did he tell you?
Yes, thanks,
Or he just
Neil.
Wanted to rub it in?
He did. He wants me to go to London and run in the Sportard Fun Run. Sportaid. Sportard. Mm. In the Sportaid Fun Run next Sunday. But I've got a rehearsal. What can I do? Je ne sais pas. I spent the rest of the day writing an English essay. I'm glad I'm doing some work. Monday the 19th. Bloody typical, raining all weekend and beautifully sunny on Monday and Friday. Had hysterics in my clarinet lesson about Bongo. You know, my dog that lives at Granny's. He's only a doorstop. He's not a real dog. I should have had a dog as a child.
You didn't?
No, just Bongo. Mm. And Snowy the polar bear. No
also
real
not
animals.
A real polar bear.
Also not a real polar bear, as it turns out. Audition tomorrow. Oh, scandal. Penny E's boyfriend, Pete, as in puke, what? Is a lunatic. What?
Strong word.
Oh, no, sorry. Is a eunuch. Well, he's only got one ball. She found out by exploration. That doesn't mean he's a eunuch.
Goodness. Well, anything could have happened.
Tuesday the 20th. Huge storms today. Wow. Penny has chucked Pete and Ellie's fallen out with Peavy because she thinks that she's a lesbian. Great. Wednesday the 21st. I've got a cold, sniff, massive hypochondriac, me. My room really does look like a bomb's hit it. Well, maybe it has, and I've not noticed. I didn't tell you about my audition. Well, I got in along with everybody else. We didn't have to do anything too taxing at the auditions. James Crosskey, who is Joseph, was there, and Claire Frith swooned. Although I can't talk because I fancy the bollocks off him in my younger days, i.e. a few months ago. It's true. Scandal. Scandal. Simon, Ellie's, wants to go out with his ex-girlfriend again. What a bastard. Still, it's not surprising. His parents are divorced.
There's a leap.
And his mum's going out with a 17-year-old bloke. What? 1 year older than Simon. That really is scandal.
Is.
Good on her.
Right. Oh, different times.
And this mum's going out with a 17-year-old, although we don't know that's true. to be
that
fair.
That could be the rumour.
Thursday the 22nd. Did I tell you I'm going to London tomorrow after all? No, not tomorrow, on Sunday. To do the run. I hope my cartilages are okay. Well, we all hope that, Penny. Your cartilages? Jesus. Tracy got a letter today from some weirdo that telling her that she was one of the chosen ones.
Oh, God.
Oh. She must use her... What's that say? D-A-U-R. Door. Whatever door. That is. And find clues about herself. It said that if she showed anyone the letter, she would upset the balance and start World War III.
Oh, my... Well, that's something that you need to put on a 15-year-old. Oh, my God, we're already anxious enough.
Jesus.
Just like this, Tracy. This was like chain letters.
Yes.
Remember chain letters?
Chain letters.
Freaked me out.
It must have been one, I guess. There was also a tape with weird music on it and a picture of a pentacle with squiggles all over it.
Ooh.
It was anonymous.
Oh, that's super creepy. That would have flipped me out.
Yeah.
That would flip me out
imagine,
today.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. She was pretty upset and showed it to Miss Nichols, who showed it to Miss P, that's our headmistress. It was obvious that whoever wrote it believed what they were saying and wasn't just trying to scare her. Whoever sent it must have been very sick and warped. Friday the 23rd, home clothes day today. All the form staff wore school uniform. They looked so young. That's so cute. They probably were young. Had a rehearsal after lunch. Oh, because it was only half a day, you see. Half day. It was a bit of a mess. Then Katie, Lucy, Chris and I all went to the Abbey grounds. It's in like a park in Wallingford. Katie and I bought an ice cream each, took off our shoes and socks and paddled in the river.
Oh my God. The freedom.
Caught the bus back to Shillingford where we went and called in on Tracy. Then we walked back across the field to my house. To save our shoes and socks, we, Katie and I, removed them and waded my
very
poor
sensible.
Feet.
Sensible.
Oh, it's very idyllic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was lucky I lived in the country. You see, again, my mum wouldn't have known where that I was.
That was. We just ran.
Yeah, so I went to rehearsal.
We could look after ourselves.
Benign neglect.
Yeah.
Look at us all.
Look at us all. We turned out just fine.
Friday evening plus Saturday morning. Oh, went to Sylvia, Ruth's cousin's 18th birthday celebration.
That's quite advanced, isn't it?
Yes.
I sense a scandal coming up.
Ooh. I don't think this is a very good story. It was the people who live in the same house as her in her digs. Joe Baskerville, me and Ruth. We went to the pub and played darts. Then we went back and got pissed on one bottle between two of vermouth, cheap martini.
Ooh.
Malcolm, who is slash was going out with Sylvia at the time, and John went to bed. And that only left me and Chris, who was the nicest anyway. This is not my brother, Chris.
No.
Just to be clear.
Good to know.
To cut a very... I'm really interested to see what I'm going to say this, and then I'll tell you what is in my head. To cut a very, very long story short, I got off with Chris and was very naughty and slept in his bed with him and all my clothes on. I didn't do anything. We just cuddled most of the time. He was very cuddly 18-year-old medical student from Oxford who's fanatical about cricket. Woke up at 6:30 and woke everyone else up. Malcolm kept making very suggestive remarks about the night's happening. I'm sure he thought we had ... which I may tell you never entered my mind. Seriously. Yeah, I don't know what I was doing. Age 15, benign neglect. Off I went to stay in this share house full of 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I think he touched my pants.
Right.
I think he touched my gusset. outside of it,
one of
I hasten
the great,
to add,
one of the great
not
words
the
of the English language, gusset.
You know, back in the day you wore tights with knickers over the top.
Yes.
Before Lycra.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so you had knickers, woolly tights.
And then knickers over the top.
And then knickers over the top. Yes. And I can remember thinking, thank God I've got all these layers.
Layer upon layer, like a Viennetta.
Yes. And I also remember almost playing dead and thinking, I can't respond to anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm putting a positive spin on
yes.
it, but I don't think it was a very comfortable experience.
Yeah.
And lucky for me that he wasn't the sort of date rapey type.
Yeah.
I did sleep with literally all my clothes on.
Oh my God.
Saturday the 24th. Oh, here we go. I felt terribly guilty all day. Oh, great. So now I feel guilty.
Even though nothing happened.
Nothing happened, and also it wasn't really my choice. I didn't do anything that I wouldn't normally do at parties, except I did sleep with him, which implies that that wasn't all I did. I told Sarah, who was a bit shocked. I told Lucy and Ellie, who came around this afternoon, and they thought it was brilliant. No, because I remember waking up in that awful thing when you just wake up and you think...
What happened?
Well, I knew what had or hadn't happened, but I just, the awkwardness of waking, you know, never ever woken up in bed with anyone.
No.
Mm. Well, thank God Lucy and Ellie thought it was brilliant. So they've obviously reassured me that it was all fine. Went to Lucy's this evening for tea. Their mealtime conversations consist entirely of the sex life of everyone in the village. Then Mr. Odd, that's Lucy's dad, would ask them to change the subject or not to be too crude, and he got completely ignored. I get the feeling he is the odd one out in that family. Went to the pub after Lucy and Chris had been swimming. So that would have been my brother. He was friends with Lucy. Lucy spent hours prancing around in her various sets of lacy underwear. Lucy! Pub after that was rather boring.
So the pub, it was the pub, excuse me, like a neighbourhood pub that you could go to at under 15, or were you sneaking in?
No, we weren't sneaking in.
So they knew.
I think once you looked plausibly old enough to be 18,
no one was
you
fast.
Could come. Yeah, so this would have been the pub in Lucy's village, not mine. I imagine, for yours or at Lucy's, yeah. So everyone I went to see had a local pub that we would all go to.
Yeah.
Oh, I still feel bad about last night. Was it all that awful? I still don't know why I did it. I wasn't very drunk. I expect I'll do worse things before I'm 21. Yeah, but I know why I did. There was nowhere else to go. What was I supposed to have done?
Can
you absolve me?
I can completely absolve you. No, you did nothing.
Thank you.
You did nothing.
Thank you, Glynis.
And you made the best of the situation. And you had nothing to regret?
No.
Or be ashamed of. It's okay.
Except I did feel a bit. Yeah,
no, you would. No, you totally would at the time. Oh, yeah. I completely get that.
I remember it really well, but I would have thought I was older. Isn't that interesting?
Right. You have sort of rewritten it to be older.
Yes. Where was Ruth?
Right?
Yeah, Ruth, where were you? Leaving me in bed with Chris, the 18-year-old medical student.
Because it's such a leap from 15 to 15-year-old school to 18-year-old uni student.
And I'm pretty sure there was lots of gossip about me being a pretty cow. Which is better than being a slut.
Well, it's one or the other, wasn't it?
It is. Yes.
I know. And you can't win either way. She'll have no slut shaming and no frigid shaming either. Is that a thing?
Well, it was.
Yeah.
Sunday the 25th. Ate stinging nettle quiche for lunch today.
Oh.
Nice. Went to rehearsal this afternoon. It was dancing. We did What's the Buzz? It's going to be bloody brilliant. Threw up all evening. Everyone was out and I felt terrible. Must have been the stinging nettle quiche.
Mm.
I haven't thrown up for years and I didn't really enjoy the experience. I couldn't walk properly. I had a headache. So I crashed out in front of the telly all day.
That's the correct response.
Tuesday the 27th. lay dans le jardin all day and got sunburnt. I'm still feeling guilty.
Oh,
poor me. You're fine, Penny.
Yeah.
Don't feel guilty. Wednesday the 28th. Everyone else went down with it today. It was gastric flu. According to Joe Baskerville, who has also had it.
Joe
would know. Kept awake all night by people throwing up. By people, I'm guessing I mean my own family.
Oh my
God. I gave it to all of them. That is the worst thing.
Oh. Can I tell you one of the great vomiting stories of my life?
Yes, tell me.
Was in fact at boarding school. So there had been a situation where there had been a trucking strike, and I think this would have been about 1981. So I would have been 11. When I was 10.
Yeah.
And gosh, really, yeah, I was young enough. Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to have boarding school syndrome.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look it up. So there had been a trucking strike, and some of the freezer trucks had been on strike, right? The freezer trucks that had chicken, frozen chicken.
No. Yes. And they fed it to the schoolgirls.
Yes.
So we'd had this chicken mornay dinner. Now, I was a very fussy eater at this point. Not anymore, I'm pleased to report. But I only really liked meat and a couple of different vegetables. Like, we grew up on pretty basic food, you know. And so I picked all the pieces of chicken out of it. Miraculously, though, I did not succumb. I don't know how this happened, but we're all in bed. It's like 9 o'clock or whatever, 9:30 or whatever ridiculous early hour we had to go to bed. And about 20 minutes after going to bed, one of the girls ran to the bathroom and started throwing her guts up. And about 10 minutes after that, another girl ran to the bathroom. We're like, ooh, two in one night. This is getting exciting. Well, within half an hour, half of the boarding house, every boarding house, was over the basins, over the toilets, throwing up, and the doctors were called. There were injections, and the rest of us, who thankfully did not throw up, we didn't get to sleep till 2 a.m.
God, they must have been shitting themselves at school.
Right. Well, today you would be, wouldn't you? Back then, yeah, it's just like, oh,
I'll poison the girls. Oh, well, never mind. Next. Oh dear. Went to see Ruth, and we had a laugh about our old racehorses/bicycle names. Colourblind Rabbit, that was mine, and Corona Bunny, that was Ruth's. Thursday the 29th. School was a laugh today. I told Lou all about Friday night. We laughed a lot, but I can't tell what she really thinks. Ellie's going out with Simon again.
Yay! Oh, so he didn't want to go out with the ex-girlfriend anymore.
Marie's going out with Ian still. And still to this day. They've been married for a long time.
Yes, extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. Mm. Penny has chucked Pete and Nick has chucked Chris. Mm. Spring is definitely in the air. Michelle in EastEnders has just had her baby. And the spitting image chicken song is number one. That's going on the playlist. Friday the 30th. I am having a crisis. An exam crisis. Oh. They start a week today and I've done practically no revision except for biology. I think I actually mean that. I don't think that's a euphemism. Oh dear. I'm going to have to bleep that out. Yeah. So I'm just going to read that again because actually bleeping is quite annoying. Okay. We all had Willy talk at lunchtime. Beep and beep. Both agreed it was really boring to wank blokes off because it just gave you heartache. Beep did it first in the second year. I am behind the times. Still, I don't think I'll go out of my way to catch you. You know who you are, girls. The names have been changed.
Been saved.
Your dignity's been saved. But you know who you are. Thursday, Saturday the 31st, last day. You've done so well. You've done well, girls. Oh. I revised all day and this evening I went to Sarah's to have a natter. I'm going to have a party, I hope. That is, if it ever gets off the ground, which it probably won't. Oh. I would like to have a silly games at the beginning so everyone could get to know each other. Watched a Marilyn Monroe film tonight, Niagara.
Oh!
It was very good. And that is the end of June.
Oh, da, da,
da, da, da. I think things have moved on.
A lot happened.
A lot happened.
A lot happened.
In June, yeah. No, not June. May.
May.
It's because in England in the spring, the sap is definitely rising.
As it were.
Well, yeah, you do get that out of that winter, you kind of, you know, you're like, re-emerge.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What's
the lambs are frisking. So are the girls.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
It's a lot, isn't
gosh,
it?
Gosh, it is a lot.
It's a lot to take
in. I'm really glad I burnt my tongue. But yeah. It's so good to have to read
somebody
else's.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, that's...
To date, it's been quite lighthearted and funny. I feel like it's taken a turn. But I guess it was bound to.
Yeah, well, 15.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's going to be more Willy talk, I'd
say. I suspect so.
Not from me for a while. Fortunately. Oh, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you
today.
For having me.
And if anyone has got to the end of this scandal-filled
and
episode...
And needs to call whatever numbers they need
yes,
to call.
Yes, that's right. If this has been triggering for you.
Oh, wow.
Or you can just go and check the Insta, diary_of_a_diva_podcast. It's not very catchy.
Look.
But you'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
And if you are listening in Perth and it's before June, you can see both of our cabaret shows.
Exactly.
Yours is called
In These Shoes. It is a, you know, a trip down memory lane of fashion writing for 20 years and mixing with my other jazz kind of world. I can't wait to see yours. Oh my God, that's a very ripe period of music.
Yes, it's just choosing what to put in and take out. Anyway, yes. Thank you so much for coming down to sunny South Fremantle, and I will see you in June.
You will.